Okay, yeah, Shavua Tov again. So we're in Sheni of Dvarim, actually recording this from across from the United States Capitol, rallying against anti-Semitism. So it's good to be involved in concern for Am Yisrael, and hopefully not to be Porish Midarche HaTzibur, the Rambam defines, Nichnas B'Tzarasan, etc. But also to be connecting to Limud HaTorah as well. So we started out our presentation of Sefer Dvarim by reflecting on two of Moshe Rabbeinu's roles. The first role of Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, being Moshe Rabbeinu, Hoyol Moshe Be'eras HaTorah Zos Lemor B'Shivim Lashon, on the one hand, and on the other hand, right, Moshe Rabbeinu, the way that the Ramban defines it, not just taking initiative in terms of explaining the Torah, but Moshe Rabbeinu really looking out for the spiritual welfare of the Jewish people and the psychological welfare. Eila Advarim Asher Dibur Moshe Al Kol Yisrael. You've sinned quite a bit, but if you're still standing here, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachaman Malei Rachamim, and you are going to be able to enter the land of Israel, apropos the Ramban's comments in Parsha Shlach, in Yanei HaNesachim. So along those lines, the Ramban here develops the threefold role of the Rav in conjunction with his commentary in Parshas Yisro. So again, very quickly, Echah Salavadi, Tarchachem, Asachem, Verivchem. Tarchachem is the tircha that goes into Limud HaTorah. Masachem is the pastoral responsibilities, the hispalel, and also Verivchem. Those are the dinim that, of course, are responsible. One has to be responsible for adjudicating. So again, continuing to develop in this Mishneh Torah, the unique standing of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? This is, after all, the contribution of Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, every single word is Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, but it's a different style. We're Dorish Smuchin, in Sefer Dvarim L'chol HaDeos, right? It reflects the contribution of Moshe Rabbeinu. In some ways, I like to say Sefer Dvarim in general is a kind of a transitional Sefer between the rest of Chamisha Chomshei Torah and Sifrei Nevi'im. It's obviously Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Adon L'chol HaNevi'im. In any event, I just wanted to talk for a moment about the Shivim Zakenim, Havu Lachem Anashim Chachamim Univonim V'Yiduim L'Shivteichem. We all remember the Gemara tells us, right, that Nivonim were not so easy to come by, Nivonim Lo Eshkach. But what is the definition of Chachamim? So quite simply, Chachamim means people who are qualified for the job. They have the requisite chachma that they've absorbed, at least from other people. Even if you couldn't find Nivonim to be Maven Davar Mitoch Davar, at least you could find Chachamim who know their things. And the Yiduim L'Shivteichem, those are the intangibles, right? The elements of Benachasim Habrios, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, or the Ramban says it's Kolel, everything that Yisro spoke about, right? Anshei Chayil, Rei Lukim, Anshei Ames, Sonei Vatza. But again, what is Chachamim? So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei Kisufim, that they are, Kisufim is basically Anovim. And it's a very unusual definition of Chachma. What do you mean? You know, Chachamim means that they know their things. Maybe Ksufim should go under the broader rubric of Yiduim L'Shivteichem, right? The bedside manner, pastoral elements. But Chachamim is Chachamim. So I think Rashi is making a very profound point, again, based on Chazal, that Chachma expresses itself in terms of Anivus as well. That it's not something intangible, or just an additive component. But Chachma has to do with understanding the limits of one's knowledge. That Anivus is an intrinsic part of Chachma. Somebody who's not Ra'oi to be Mora in a particular area, if he does so, is a Shota Rasha Vigas Ruach. So Anivus isn't just, I would say, an outer boundary issue, a check against, improper, people, behaving improperly. But it's an intrinsic part of what Chachma is all about. A Chacham understands his limits, her limits, as the case may be, and that becomes an incredibly important definition. And it's fascinating, it would be first on the list. Chachamim Nivonim Yiduim L'Shivteichem, Chachamim Ksufim Anivos, as intrinsic to the meaning of Chachma.